Good morning, everyone. A reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 30th chapter, text number 43. Maitreya Uvacha Iti Prachaito Bhir Abhistuto Hari Pritas Tatetya Aha Sharanya Vatsala Anichatam Yanam Atripta Chakshusham Yayo Svadhamana Pavarga Virya Maitreya Uvacha. I figure out the tone. Iti Pracheto. Iti Pracheto Birabhistito Hari. Pritasta Tetyaha Sharanya Vatsala. Anichatam Yanam Atripta Chakshusham. Yayo Svadhamana Pavarga Virya. Word for word. Maitreya Uvacha. Maitreya said, Iti, thus, Prachaito Bhi, by the Prachetas, Abhistuta, being praised, Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prita, being pleased, Tatha, so, Iti, thus, Aha, said, Sharanya, to the surrendered souls, Vatsala, affectionate, Anichatam, not desiring, Yanam, his departure, Atripta, not satisfied, Chakshusham, their eyes. Yayo, he left. Svadhama, to his own abode. Anapavarga Virya, whose prowess is never defeated. Translation by His Divine Grace, Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The great sage Maitreya continued, My dear Vidura, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the protector of surrendered souls, being thus addressed by the Prachetas and worshipped by them, replied, May whatever you have prayed for be fulfilled. After saying this, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose prowess is never defeated, left. The Prachetas were unwilling to be separated from him, because they had not seen him to their full satisfaction. Purport. The word Anapavarga Virya is significant in this verse. The word Ana means without. Pavarga means the materialistic way of life. And Virya means prowess. The prowess of the Supreme Personality of Godhead always contains six basic opulences. One of which is renunciation. Although the Prachetas desired to see the Lord to their full satisfaction, the Lord left. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, this is an exhibition of his kindness to innumerable other devotees. Although he was being attracted by the Prachetas, he left. This is an example of his renunciation. This renunciation was also exhibited by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he stayed with Advaita Prabhu after taking sannyas. All the devotees there wanted him to stay a few days longer, but Lord Chaitanya left without hesitation. The conclusion is that although the Supreme Personality of Godhead has unlimited kindness for his devotees, he is not attached to anyone. He is equally kind to his innumerable devotees all over the creation. So I'll say once more the translation. The great sage Maitreya continued, "My dear Vidura, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the protector of the surrendered souls, being thus addressed by the Prachetas and worshipped by them, replied, 'May whatever you have prayed for be fulfilled.' After saying this, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose prowess is never defeated, left. The Prachetas were unwilling to be separated from him because they had not seen him to their full satisfaction. Om Agyanati Nandasya Agyananjana Salakaya Chakshurum Meitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guru Vena. I would like to ask for the blessings of the devotees so that I can be worth your time. Especially Yannan Swami. I didn't calculate that Maharaj was going to be there. I knew Mahendra Prabhu and Ras Malabhu were leaving and Shanaka Prabhu had left. So, but I didn't calculate you would be there, Maharaj. So, anyways. Please bless me. So I shall begin with giving a little bit of context to what's happening here. So we we just recently were hearing about Prithu Maharaj, Vena, then Prithu Maharaj, and so. The Prachetas are the 10 sons of King Prachina Barishat, and he's like the third in line, descendant of Prithu Maharaj. And so the Prachetas, they the 10 sons of King Barishat, they under the order of their father to beget children. Went on to perform austerities after having received the instruction of Shiva. They used the prayer that Shiva had told them to use, and then they were sitting under a lake for 10,000 years. It's a long time. And so after this sitting under the lake, they came and they got darshan of Krishna, and what we're seeing in this verse is that Krishna had come to them, had given them a personality, Supreme Personality of Godhead. I think it says he came in 8-arm form, a little bit unique, but so after their penance of 10,000 years, Krishna came. And they started to give several prayers to Lord, to Krishna. And they end their prayers in this way: "Oh Lord, you're Vasudev, you live everywhere and you're equal to everyone, and you're never contaminated." So this is quite funny how they end their prayers saying that you're equal to everyone, So here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he mentions this point, saying that it is the Lord was showing one of his 6 opulences, renunciation, by leaving them, even though they wanted still to continue having his darshan. Of course, this is another form of mercy, because leaving them, leaving his devotees in thought of him, that is, it's said even to be a higher rasa, really, to be separated from the Lord than being with the Lord. So, what I was trying to say is that they end their prayers, the Prachetas, towards Krishna, saying how he's equal to everyone, and as a result of that, Krishna also leaves them in a sense early, earlier than they would have liked to. We experience that sometimes here in the temple, at last darshan, when there's a speedy pujari, and then then we the curtain closes earlier than we would have liked to. But yeah, that's why I always like when I see dear Krishna Prabhu on the altar, I know it's gonna we're gonna have a little bit of time. Anyway, so this is the renunciation of the Lord. Prabhupada writes in the purport that he, although he was being attracted by the prachetas, he left. This is an example of his renunciation. So in the same purport also, ironically, he gives the example, an example for renunciation, by saying how the renunciation was also exhibited by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he stayed with Advaita Prabhu after taking sannyas. So again, he's pointing out that not only with the prachetas was he showing renunciation, but in several other instances he was showing renunciation. So now I'm going to deviate a little bit of my point here, and because Advaita Prabhu's appearance day today, it is Advaita Prabhu's appearance day, and it's quite nice that he's actually mentioned on his birthday in the purport of the verse. And so I wanted to say a little something about Advaita Prabhu, and then I'll come back to where the point of renunciation and So Advaita Acharya, as you all know, it's his birthday today. We gonna fast till noon. That's the we heard in Mangalarti. So Advaita Prabhu, he's I did a little bit of looking at him, and he's the Sadashiva in the spiritual world, and he's an expansion of Sadashiva, and he plays a very important role in Chaitanya Lila. Madhu Gopal was pointing out, it was funny that Nima is giving a class because it's linked very much to Advaita Prabhu also. Because Advaita Prabhu was the person who really asked the Lord to come by worshipping Shaligram Shila with Tulsi water and Ganga Jal, Tulsi leaves and Ganga water. He attracted the Lord to come to this planet and help the people here. So I basically wanted to say one endearing story about Advaita Acharya, one of my favorite stories. Advaita Acharya. So Advaita Acharya was, in Chaitanya Lila, was the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. And as we know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took initiation from Ishvara Puri, also a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So in other words, Advaita Acharya and Ishvara Puri were on the same level, let's say. So Lord Chaitanya also was of much younger age, since Advaita Acharya was praying for him to come and descend here. Was of younger age, and on top of that, Advaita Acharya was like a senior, a godbrother to his spiritual master. So he showed a lot of respect to Advaita Acharya. But Advaita Acharya knew this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he didn't like this this treatment of a spiritual master. And he wanted to be treated as his eternal servant. And he didn't like this, relationship. The Lord is like treating me as a spiritual master. And so what he did is he devised a plan to to antagonize the Lord, to make him change this, you know, relationship with him. And what he began to do is he began to explain the Srimad Bhagavatam in a Mayavad way. And immediately when the Lord heard, Lord Chaitanya heard this, and he immediately ran there, because, you know, this is, as we know, you know, very strongly against Mayavad. And so Advaita Acharya knew which buttons to press, and he started to say the Srimad Bhagavatam in an impersonalist way. And immediately when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got wind of this, he ran there and started to beat Advaita Acharya. Yeah, Advaita Acharya was, you know, he was so happy. He began to dance, saying, "Just see how my desire has now been fulfilled. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is treating me not, you know, honorable. And you see, he's my master. You see, he's my master." And he's beating him. Then the wife of Advaita Acharya is like, "Hey, Sita Devi," is like, "Chaitanya, what are you doing? You know, this old man, stop beating." And Advaita Acharya was enjoying it. And so, this is a very, like, yeah, after when this happened, Lord Chaitanya, okay, became a little bit ashamed, and yeah, he was a little bit like, oh, but Advaita Acharya was very satisfied and to be kept, you know, given beating and, yeah, put in that position and show that everyone that, you know, this is my master. And so this is an endearing pastime I wanted to share about Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya, yeah, is also in the in Mayapur. We see Advaita Acharya on the altar, and he's amongst the pujaris, as I was told by Ramachandra Kaviraj. He's quite. Yeah, quite has a relationship with the pujaris, because here I'll show you his hand. This is Advaita's hand. And yeah, what I want to say, this Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like this, Nityananda is like this, with others like this, Srivas like this, and Advaita is also like this. And with this hand, he the pujaris often get a knock on the head. And in this way, Advaita has a rasa with the pujaris, like, if, especially when their mind is somewhere else, or they, you know, they get a knock of, or a blessing of Advaita Prabhu. So I thought I would share this also. In this way, the pujaris feel some, you know, special relationship with Advaita Acharya, as someone who pay attention, you know, when you're on the altar and not, yeah, somewhere else. Yeah. So, yeah, this was a little bit about Advaita Acharya, who, yeah, was mentioned in the purport in order to exemplify the, yeah, the renunciation quality of Krishna. So this renunciation is one of the six opulences of Krishna, I found it when I was reading this purport, it struck me a little bit as something, yeah, of quite a valuable thing. We try to be like Krishna, in a sense. The six opulences, we would like to have them also. Or in sometimes, you know, that's our conditioning while we're here. We, you know, we're going after some of these things. And renunciation, being one of the main opulences, one of the six opulences of Krishna, shows that its import really... it's not something small, not something that can be, you know, taken up as one of our qualities very quickly. You know, there's a story Freddie told me about somebody joining his dormitory stay Freddy's staying there since long time, and all kinds of people come, and so there was one person who had come, and he was quite new, and so he got wind of some renunciation and the value of renunciation, but he was here very shortly, so it he didn't grasp the full understanding. And one night then he woke up and he came with a guitar, and so one night he realized renunciation and started smashing his guitar. So just to point out, renunciation is something which might be understated as something that can be quickly acquired, but it's not so quick, or it might be misinterpreted. Srila Prabhupada also, since we're fasting today, he says, if one fasts, one controls all the senses, except for which one? Anyone guess? No, not the mind. Fasting controls the mind, all the senses, and except for one sense. Anyone? The tongue, yes. Isn't it funny, out of all the senses you're thinking, yes, I'm controlling my tongue. And then he continues saying, out of all senses, when fasting, all senses are controlled except for the tongue, because once the fasting is done, one eats with double vigor. So I think, many of us have experienced some of this. So I'm just trying to point out the delicacy of renunciation. This cannot be done prematurely or very quickly on a short basis. As Prabhupada mentions, it's something of quite value, quite an opulence, really. Because it's always funny to hear when you hear the six opulence of the Lord, wealth, beauty, strength, and then you hear renunciation, and it's like a little, if you say out of all these, which one stands out, it stands kind of out. So now I'm getting a little bit of a, small understanding, slowly, about, how it is actually in opulence, attractive in a sense. And also, what else is mentioned in the purport is Krishna's unlimited kindness for his devotees, and equal to everyone. So, as I mentioned in the beginning, I tried to explain that how the Prachetas, the last prayer of them, was saying how Krishna is equal to everyone, and then Krishna said, "May all your desires be fulfilled," and he left them. without them being fully satisfied. He has done it in several instances with Narada Muni, with Dhruva Maharaj, we value, and he also shows his renunciation, because he as it says in the purport, he wanted to stay, he was attracted by them, but still he left and showed his renunciation, and showing also equality between his devotees, and like this. So renunciation, I have like 2 minutes more to go, so I've had to learn a little bit the hard way also, and you have all kinds of, it has its positive sides, but here in this class I really understand the weight of it, and something that should be really studied before acting, should analyze, it's one of the things which I feel that in a community or something, it can be understated, something like low self-esteem, which is like, you know, fine or renounced, okay, it's personal. And if you would be, let's say, proud or overly attached, then people mention things. But really, they're the other side of the coin if misused. You know, low self-esteem is said to be the other side of pride, because it's all about you again. So, as the saying goes, Urmila Mataji said this, humility means not to think of yourself less, you know, lower, that you're lower than you actually are, you know. If you can sing, I can't sing, or if you can, you know, say that yourself lower, but to think about, you know, me less. So to think, not to think less of yourself, but to think of yourself less. So, so yeah, therefore this, the point is not to think so much about you and not to have the low self-esteem. Similarly, renunciation also tends to be, if misused, you know, another form of, you know, attachment or showing, not real renunciation. And my point would be that since it is one of the six opulences of Krishna, it should be not taken as something one can achieve so easily and quickly, a proper renunciation, and should be analyzed and, you know, with introspection dealt with. Otherwise, you end up eating with double vigor. So I'm pretty much on time. So if there's any comments or questions. So let's go on the positive now. What is the proper renunciation? that which pleases Krishna, really. Because that will last us long, right? I remember when I had jaundice, then I had to sit on this diet, and, you know, I was, you know, eating quite renounced, and I was accepting this diet. But I remember the same amount of time, like 2 months, I had like khichdi without salt, and it was like intense. I remember eating with double vigor for the next 2 months, you know. So when we have renunciation based on higher taste, then it works. If it's not based on higher taste, then it won't last. And if it doesn't last, it doesn't please Krishna. If it is like premature, if we end up going into another extreme, then it is not pleasing to Krishna. If we would leave this movement, or, you know, premature renunciation is something delicate, and that's the point that I'm trying to make. It is something very, the fact that Krishna, you know, is one of his six opulences, and he's showing it in this way, and it's valued, means that it should also be, you know, taken with awe and reverence, and taken very seriously, renunciation. Otherwise, we've seen people leave because of premature renunciation, and that doesn't please Krishna. So proper renunciation would mean to please Krishna, and that entails that it will last, and that we don't fall into other extremes, and like eating with double vigor. if we fast on a basis of higher taste, then we don't have this need to eat with double vigor, is my experience. But if we fast, you know, out of without the higher taste, then yeah, we control. Yeah. Smart. Well, how Prabhupada writes, quotes Jiva Goswami. So he says, according to Jiva Goswami, this is an exhibition of kindness to innumerable other devotees. So he's at the same time showing his renunciation quality, at the same time showing his him to be equally kind to his innumerable devotees all over the creation. So, yeah, how Prabhupada writes it is as to distribute it equally to the innumerable devotees. He shows renunciations to some in order to show kindness to others. Yeah, I mean, unsatisfied is a hankering for Krishna's association is, as I said a little bit in the beginning, something which is also really great and is actually sometimes described as a higher taste of Radharani. In separation is of a higher taste than in presence of Krishna. So, you know, from one perspective it's like, oh, he's, you know, leaving. Another perspective it's like he's actually giving something which, yeah, can only be given if he renounces to it, and if he, so he's actually being really kind to them, you know, making them think about him more and more intensely, really, of a higher rasa, and which they enjoy more. But it's a little bit difficult for us to understand at the same time. Yeah, one could interpret the purport of Prabhupada being, so he's kind, equally kind to his innumerable devotees, so he's like, he's even specifically kind to the Prachetas, leaving them in this hankering for him, because he knows that this hankering is of a great, very enjoyable. Jiva Goswami, yeah. Yeah, he's on one level, on a like a more mundane, simpler level, then he's like being equal to the others, you know. I'm going to take away from, leave them so that I can visit the others. But on another level, he's giving them undercover mercies because it's so enjoyable to be away, to be hankering for the Lord. So, yeah, it's a good point. Yes. Yes. Yes, especially because they end their prayers with he's equal to everyone and that he's Vasudev, that he lives everywhere, that he's all pervading. So it's a he's that's true, and I don't know what to say about that. What is it? Nice. And at the same time he's showing his renunciation. He really gets the from all good sides. I mean, how do you say it? Yeah. Vaika Prabhu, you had a yeah, we can have account for him saying how he's not really renounced Krishna. Yes. Yeah, then his pastime is, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is less renounced than, because he is then after this type of rasa in separation, because he's wondering like Radharani, how is she enjoying, you know, it seems to be of a higher nature than than what I'm enjoying. So therefore he goes and becomes, I mean, takes the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and tastes that rasa in separation. So yeah. Yeah, and then on top of that, so Prabhu is mentioning how different levels of consciousness, and accordingly, you know, he's actually with us, or we don't see him with us, and therefore it's quite nice how this is purport is, and this verse is there, that on one level of consciousness we can see him as he's being equal to everyone. Leaving them, you know, not too much with them, also with the me or this and that. And on another level of consciousness, then we see he's there. He's there with them and with us. And another level of consciousness, he's actually being very kind to them, leaving them this way. And so there's all scope for all kinds of positive interpretations of it. Right, so it's no breakfast to look forward to, but we will nevertheless end. Thank you. Yeah. Let's get the higher taste before we start feeling the the need to the hunger. All right. Thank you very much. Shri Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Jai Govardhanam Dei.